Go presents In Defence Of, brought to you by Betfred. Yes, people, Steve-O the Madman here, and welcome to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and Betball. Now, stepping up to the away end today is a player, an ex-player that scored over 100 goals for Crystal Palace, Ireland international, and right now he's a bad boy TV pundit. It's a guy I've wanted to meet for a long, long time, but I've admired for a long, long time. So it's going to be tough for me to pull his pants down and slap his ass. Coming to the away end today, it's Clinton Morrison! Boy! Brother,
good my to meet you,
guy,
bro.
Brother.
Nice to meet you.
Listen, I've admired you for a long, long time, and I feel you need flowers, especially from people from our generation, you know what I mean? So I'm glad to have you here today. It's going to be a shame, as I say, that I'm going to muller you, man. But how you been, though?
I've been good, man. I'm looking forward to it. Listen, I've admired you from watching from afar. What you're doing is brilliant. So I admire you, but not Mr. Nice Guy on here.
Yeah?
I like to win everything.
How you been, though?
I've been good, mate. Yeah? I'm good. Life is good. Everything's good, yeah.
How was the transition from, obviously, football every day, training, being in amongst it, to now being a pundit, having to talk about footballers?
No, it's good. Listen, I don't mind saying this. When you finish football, it's hard. A lot of people say, what are you going to do? I think for the first month after I finished, mm-hmm. there was a little bit of depression. Didn't know what I was going to do, the transition, because I'm the joker in that change room and trying to be the comedian and stuff. And day to day, you stop being a footballer. So then you realise what you're going to do.
Mm-hmm.
But I love the pundit work. I've been given an opportunity. I can be myself. I don't try to be different. Everyone that knows me knows what I'm doing on the TV is Clinton Morrison. So I'm enjoying life. And that's the best thing you should do. Enjoy
good
it.
To see. And you're doing really, really well. But honestly, it's a pleasure to watch, man. But what's your debate you're bringing?
My
today?
Debate. You want to know my debate?
Yes,
my debate is about a Crystal Palace youngster, Michael Olise.
Okay.
I think he's the best youngster outside of the top six.
The floor is yours,
okay,
my dude.
Okay, let's do this. Let's do this. I want to tell you why Michael Olise is the best young player outside the top six. Last season at Reading, won Young Championship Player of the Year. I don't think anyone else could have done that, to be fair. Playing for Reading Football Club, outstanding. And I'll go to his stats this season at Crystal Palace since he's been in the Premier League. Brilliant. He's had 5 assists in 21 games, but 12 of them have come from the bench. Amazing. 2 goals. And you've got to realise, he's just turned 20 years of age. Whoa. 20 years of age. That is still a youngster in the Premier League. His left foot is brilliant. He plays on the right-hand side. He can come inside. He can go on the outside. He can score spectacular goals. He can assist a lot of goals. The partnership between him and Wilfried Zaha this season has been phenomenal. Patrick Vieira really rates him. If a legend of the football club like Ian Wright is saying he's the future, he definitely is the future. February, he got player of the month. And for me, he's the real deal. And we'll play for England one day.
Clinton, my brother, you made some great points there. But I think it's a little bit too soon to be putting him there. And here's why. Start the clock. First of all, Conor Gallagher. He plays for Crystal Palace. He is a youngster. He just won Young Player of the Year. That should be the debate right there. But I'll add Eze to that as well. Another good youngster playing in the same team as Michael Olise. Now, is he even the best player at Crystal Palace? Moving on from Palace, there's a young kid called Jacob Ramsey. I think he might get an England nod just before him, you know? So, also, there's Neto. I nearly forgot about Neto. He's injured. Lamptey, I could keep throwing all these names at you. And I also think it's a little bit too soon for Olise because he ain't even played 100 league games, bro. Mm-hmm. So, like, you're putting this pressure on the kid, and I agree with you, he's cultured. So it's not a debate whether the kid's cultured or whether he's good or not, but I just think it's a little bit too soon. But you know what, brother? We're going to discuss it anyway. So, yeah, I'll be looking forward to this one. Oh, it's going to be juicy. Brother, mate, listen, this one's going to be tough for me because I know ball. Yeah, and I know what you're doing here. You've seen a kid that you know is going to go on and do wonders and you're sticking your neck out.
Yeah, definitely.
But I think it's too early, personally. But we're going to discuss this now. But I think we have to sort of gauge this line of what's a youngster. So, for instance, is Declan Rice out of it? Because he's the best midfielder in the world.
Yeah, I'd agree with you. He's definitely up there, but he's out of it. If Declan Rice was in it, then it'd be a different conversation altogether.
So I think we should probably start with at home, and that's at home as in Crystal Palace, right? And I mentioned it earlier. You've got Conor Gallagher in the team. Is Michael Olise, even the best youngster at Palace.
It's a good point you make, but at the moment, what I would say is Conor Gallagher is not a Crystal Palace player. He is a Palace player.
Oh, okay.
He's going to go back to Chelsea.
Loopholes.
Yes, he will. He's a Chelsea player. He's just on loan. So that's why you could throw Conor Gallagher into it. It is a good point you make, but he's only here for a year loan. Hopefully Palace can extend.
Mark Gaye?
Yeah, Gaye.
18 million buy from
good
Chelsea.
Good player, but I'm looking at attacking players. He's a good defender.
Why do we do this?
I do it because of ex-striker, and I look at it as a centre forward and think to myself, if I was playing with someone like Olise,
all
I need to do is make the runs, stay in the box, and I'd score goals.
So what's his attributes then? Let's talk about Elise's attributes. And win me over, bro, because
he's silky. You know, like when he's moving with the ball, it doesn't look like he's running at pace. You look at some of these wingers, and you're thinking, have they got full control of the football? Mm-hmm. When he goes past it, it's slow, but it's so silky and smooth. It can go either way, inside, outside. He has loads of assists. The link up with him and Wilfried Zaha is superb. He scores all kinds of goals. He can score the horrible goals which you need from a winger, and he can score the spectacular goals. And as a fullback, I can guarantee you, if you say you're playing against Olise, you're having nightmares because you don't know he's got everything.
You don't know which way.
You don't know which way he's going
to
go.
I've watched him enough to know that I tweeted about him after the last game.
Yeah.
And I said, this kid's cultured. He's going all the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I believe that. But you mentioned something earlier, as it goes. Yeah. You mentioned something earlier about you're focusing on attacking players, which I think is unfair because we do this as well when we talk about Mo Salah and all these players. It's like, well, I can't say Kante.
You're starting to, you know, give me food for thought, but I'm not going to back down on that. Never going to back
down. You're a stubborn guy,
I am
though.
A stubborn guy, and I need to win this. That's what I'm saying. So, obviously, I'm not going to back down. I just think this Olise, and I know you say we get excited about wide players. Mm-hmm. He's got a bit of different from all these kind of wide players that in and around England at the moment. Mm-hmm. I just think he's got that X factor. Because what you've got to realise is, when he came from Reading Football Club, Palace signed him for £8 to £10 million. That is going to turn out to be a bargain at the end of the day. He was a number 10. And the Championship is a big step up to the Premier League. And to make that adjustment so soon in his career, being only 20 years of age, is magnificent.
Do you think, because I look at him and I do look at him, and again, he's not your typical winger, but he can go on the outside. When he cuts in, it's not just necessarily going to be a shot or a cross. He can do through balls, little dinks.
Yep.
The kid's cultured. Do you think he might move inside?
He could move inside. It's a good shout. I think he can play in that number 10. I just think Patrick Vieira is not playing him there because you've got Conor Gallagher there who's started the season ever so well.
He's just won my argument for me there.
No, I didn't want it because he started the season well and he's been really scoring goals from that area. And I think Michael Olise on that side has been outstanding. Not only going forward though, because as you say about, he's done his defensive work.
Important,
to come into the Premier League, it's a big jump. The Championship to the Premier League is a huge jump and he's done that brilliantly. So for me, he's just smooth. Because if I'm playing against him as a defender, I'm thinking, it'll go one way. I think I've got him. He'll chop you back the other way. He just looks smooth.
He's got this face on him as well that he's never bothered.
You know when you look in his eyes and you think, he knows he's going to be a star.
He knows he's got confident.
You. And he knows as a fullback, he don't care what fullback he's playing. He can play one of the best fullbacks there is in the Premier League. He's going to take it.
How's he matched up against the better fullbacks? I'm trying to think. So
when they played Man City away, and he's obviously playing against Cancelo, caused him loads of problems, made that assist for Gallagher to score the goal. He's just grown into it. At the start of the season, he was out of the team, and that's why he was coming off the bench and making impact. And you've got to realise, he's keeping the likes of Eze, who's another exciting young player, out of the team. And I just think the adjustment, people don't realise how hard it is to come as a 20-year-old from the Championship and just go into a team like Crystal Palace, who are evolving under Patrick Vieira, and be a star. And that's what he's been. And you know another thing? Last season, we'd always talk about, when Wilfried Zaha's not in the team, Palace don't get results. You don't say that anymore because you've got a youngster like Olise that can step up to the mark.
And another thing which worked out in his favour as well, sometimes you get these youngsters that come up and they've come up and in the level wizard, they take a bit of time to get into it. Well, we had a bit of, I say luck, Eze's bad injury.
Yep.
Let him get into the team. And now obviously he's keeping, him and Conor Gallagher are keeping Eze at the team. But do you feel if Eze didn't get that injury, would he have even gotten the chance?
Yeah, that's a great question and a great point that you make. And I don't think he probably would have got a chance because coming from, as I say, the Championship to Reading, it would have took time and he would have had to sit on the bench and make an impact. But I think as soon as he went into the training ground and they saw the talent he had on the pitch, he was thinking, he's a baller. I can play with him. You know what I know when the club's happy and the player's a baller? when you see Wilfried Zaha on the other side, and if Wilf is smiling, he's enjoying playing with him. Yeah. And if Wilf is passing to him and playing with him, he's enjoying playing with him. And at the moment, you can see Zaha's games going to a different level. And that's being inspired by all these youngsters around, because he knows he has to be on top of his game because these youngsters are trying to take his spot.
Do you remember when Bolasie was on the other side? And it seems like Wilf's got that thing where he can step it up.
Yes.
Turn the switch on and off, you know what I mean? And if you've got someone on the other side that the Palace fans are shouting his name and the pundits and all that are shouting his name, he's got that switch where he can switch on. And I feel like Wilf's done that, to be fair. So we spoke about the young players at Crystal Palace, and I think a lot of us are a prisoner of the moment when we look at Conor Gallagher.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? Because, and I say this, if he was as special as he is, he gets in that Chelsea team, I think, or he don't get let go. So there's that to be said, but he's doing really well. But I do want to throw a few other players at you that play for other teams. First, I'm going to go with probably my favourite, forget youngster. That's when I watch this kid play, it's a joy to watch. And that's Tyrique Lamptey.
Yep.
Bro, he got a bad injury, but prior to that injury, he would have been in an England squad. Now, I know he's got other right-backs, like world-class right-backs ahead of him, which is a shame, to be honest with you, but I think if you're smart in your Southgate, you have him in your squad and you bring him on at the end of games and that, because his pace is frightening. But Tyrique Lamptey, what's your thoughts on him?
Nah, he would have been knocking on the door, because you look at it and obviously they've got the likes of Reece James and they've got Alexander Arnold. It's tough at right-back. There's a lot of things, but I definitely think if he didn't pick up that big injury, Southgate would have definitely been looking at him, because I think going forward, if you're going to play a wing-back, I think he's outstanding as a wing-back.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe as a full-back, his defensive duties, he can improve on it. But you got to realise, as a youngster coming through at Chelsea, he played higher up.
Yes.
They've turned him into a fullback.
Okay, I didn't know this.
Yeah, so he's an exceptional young talent. And you can throw that into the mix. I'm not changing, though. I'll praise a player when I praise a player. And he's an outstanding young individual, to be fair.
I've got another one for
not
you.
Not Elise.
Again, these players, and this is maybe why Elise's getting noticed, because these players I'm naming have been injured, but Pedro Neto.
Ooh.
Let's talk about Pedro, man. Before he got injured, I think up until his injury, which is 11 months ago, so we're going back to January, February, he'd scored similar goals, 6 goals, 7 assists for a struggling Wolves team.
Yeah.
This is when they started struggling. But then he got injured and he's returned recently. I'm looking at him thinking, whew, this guy's cultured. But again, I'm looking at it and I'm like, Elise, you're at a Palace, no pressure.
Yeah.
This kid's already made his international debut for Portugal, a good Portuguese team.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of competition there and he got into the team. Pedro Neto, man.
Yeah, he's been out for a long time, so that's why people forget about him. But he's exciting. If you look at when Diego Jota got the big move to Liverpool, I thought he was just as on a par with Neto.
Yes, 100%.
Neto,
this is it.
Was outstanding and stuff like that. And you are right. He's obviously playing in a Wolves team that are flying at the moment. But I feel in that Wolves team, you've got the likes of Neves, João Moutinho, Jimenez. There's some exceptional players. So that's going to make you flow. And your argument could be, well, at Palace, you've got the likes of Wilfried Zaha, Conor Gallagher, exceptional players. But those type of players as João Moutinho have got so much experience that's helping Neto to improve his game. Where Elise has come in there from the cold at a championship and gone straight in. So
you didn't want to argue with him, did you? Bloody hell. There's another name I'm going to throw into the mix, and he's a defender, and I know you like your attacking players, but Wesley Fofana.
Yep.
What a player, bro. Again, an injury messed him up, but this kid's 21 years old and he was playing like a veteran in the centre-back role, you know what I mean? So, again, it's not as pleasing on the eye because you're a defender, but what are you thinking of him, bro? He's outside the top six.
Remember what you just said there, an injury, and that's the problem. Okay. He's picked up a big injury and he's been missing for so many months. I respect what you're saying. I think he's outstanding. Leicester would have had a better season with him in it. They've struggled defensively.
Yeah, massively.
He's brilliant. He signed a new contract there. So he's a long-term future, but the injury, you have to see now when he comes back what type of player he's going to be. Listen, this debate could go on day. Do you know why? Because there is a lot of talented players, young players, outside that top six, that big top six. But this guy, and I'll keep saying it, Fofana's come from a big club when Leicester signed him. This guy's come from a club in a championship, you know.
Stepped into it
from Reading Football Club, who you can see how they're struggling this season in the champ.
Without him.
Get relegated without him.
Yeah.
And he come for the price tag, because Fofana come for big money, £8 million he's come for. And he's already here setting the Premier League on fire. And he will get England cap. I do think he will become an England
international. Let's talk about this. So Is he ready for England now?
Yeah, because you've got friendlies. I'm not saying he can go to the World Cup but I think friendlies are coming up. It's the best time now for Gareth Southgate to throw him in and see if he's right in that kind of environment, because you've got some big superstars coming from Man City, Liverpool. Go and see if the young kid can mix it with them. For me personally, I think he can, because he'll go and show the same form that he has at Palace and go and do it for England. What I will say, though, is I made this statement about Ollie Watkins, that he would play for England years down the line. He's played for England.
You know your shit, right? but in his same position, you've got a young kid who's the same age, similar culture as well, Saka.
Yeah, yeah. Listen.
Is Arsenal top six?
No, Arsenal are in the top four. So
do we consider them a top six team still?
Yeah, but at the moment, I would say they're top six. Okay, Arsenal, okay.
Saka's out then.
It's a good shout for Saka for the England, though.
Is it? Yeah.
So you can throw that, the Saka in England, because then you're going to have... The players that they've got in England, they've got, I'm saying outside toxic, but what I'm saying, when if he gets to England, Saka, Foden, Sterling, Grealish, Sancho. The only one I would say is ahead of at the moment, because he's out of form, is Rashford. Mm-hmm. Because at the moment, Rashford is out of form. Sancho recently has picked up form. But for me, in this friendly, go and play, put Elise in there. And you know what they say, Steve-O? There's always one surprise when the World Cup squad's being picked. Could that guy be Michael Elise?
I love that. And I love that we have receipts, because I want him to do it now, to put this up.
Yeah.
Then you become a bit of an oracle.
Oracle,
You become a bit of an oracle.
No, but I've made a mistake as well, because I tell you one mistake.
Go on, who?
I said it when he went from Palace to Man United, and it hasn't really worked out.
Wilf.
No, Wilf. I always knew Wilf would be a superstar. That was just a change of manager. So Alex obviously signed him, and then David Moyes. So it was difficult. Aaron Wan-Bissaka, I thought, would go and play for England, and it hasn't worked out for him. And so it's been a struggle. So I don't always get it right, but this one, I'm confident with Elise.
Clint, hope you don't mind me calling you, Clint.
No, you can call me, mate.
And I've been saving. This is like, you know, Trumps, we used to do Trumps.
Yeah.
I used to cheat. You're meant to just go one for one.
You're cheating.
I used to play, right?
I'm the same.
This is my guy that I've been holding, Jacob Ramsey.
Oh, you threw one.
Mate, this kid here, who I think will probably get in the England team before Michael. Yeah. I really do. But not only that, as I say, he's playing in a pressure cooker at Villa. Now, every team's got a pressure cooker. But when you're talking about Jack Grealish getting sold, who's the next local lad to come in? Bang, all the eyes. The headlights are on you. The headlights are on him, and he stepped up, man. As I say, I said it earlier, he's got braces in games, which for a young kid, you don't really do, especially from the midfield.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This kid wants the ball. He rattles players. You know what it's like as a young kid? Sometimes you're a bit timid, but the young kids that rattle people, they're usually the ones that go on. You know what I mean? They don't really care for them olders, but not in a disrespectful way. You know what I mean? So he's got that arrogance about him. He's got Stevie G. Probably, otherwise than Vieira, the best midfielder the Premier League has ever seen.
Yeah.
And not only that, you can have good midfielders, because I've seen them as managers, but they don't have man management. Stevie G looks like he gets your arm around you as well and says, look, this is what I used to do. You know what? Slow that run down. You know what I usually figure out? After 70 minutes, he's getting all of that, bruv.
Now, you're in the zone now.
I'm in the zone, cuz.
You know what? I had you on the ropes there. I threw a little tickler there.
But Ramsey.
And he was there, but you've...
I'd come, like both of them to get in the England.
You have.
Team,
you've come
fair.
Back and caught me with one here, so I need to bring the A game. You're spot on about Ramsey. That is close. Davide, you've made me start thinking now, because Ramsey's outstanding. He's one young player I would love to see be in that England squad.
Mm-hmm.
He's got exceptional talent. You're right. He can learn from Steven Gerrard, the same way Elise is learning from Patrick Vieira. So that's a good argument you've bought. You bought other names that are good players, but this one, I think, is a brilliant one. I'm still going to put my neck on the line and say Elise. I think just for the plain and simple, even though Ramsey does get you goals,
mm-hmm.
I think there's a lot of, as you said, there's a lot of competition wide, and there's a lot of competition in midfield as well, which is going to be difficult. But yeah, he's got a chance, because he's actually got an advantage of Elise, that he's already played England under 21s.
As Elise not.
Elise hasn't played in the England under 21s yet, but sometimes good players jump above that. And I think Elise could jump above that. I think he's exciting. And he could be that wild card.
Who do you think Elise will choose? Because he's got the choice of four, right?
Yeah.
England, France, Algeria, Nigeria.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and the funny thing is, to play for your African home country at the moment, it's a bit of a thing, you know what I mean? So a lot of African players are going and choosing that. But you got Big Pat above you, French World Cup winner, Premier League legend, as I say, in your air.
Yeah, it's difficult. It's a hard one. Listen, because you look...
choose.
It's a hard one because you look at, obviously, Nigeria, and you've seen the likes of, obviously, Lookman.
Yeah, man.
He played for England under 20. He's now declared he wants to play for Nigeria. Yep. So it's Algeria as well, because these might be family heritage and stuff. So you might have family in his ear saying you should play for them.
Probably
and will. Then France, what do you do? If you're in that first team and you're saying, you can go and play with the likes of Benzema, Griezmann, Kylian Mbappe.
Mbappe list, for the next 10 years.
That's what I'm saying. So the list goes on and on. And then you say, go and play for England with the likes of Foden and obviously Ramsey, who's going to and some of the youngsters that are coming through. So it's a difficult choice for him to go and make. But that's what I'm saying. If I'm Southgate, I'm the manager. I'm getting him in and around the squads now, because I think it'll be brilliant. But I think it's a hard decision.
Another one we didn't mention there was we lost Wilf.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, mate.
I know.
What? I imagine him in the England squad.
Yeah, but this was the point, and this is the point I made. It kind of makes me laugh because Roy Hodgson was the manager at the time, the England manager. He then becomes a Crystal Palace manager, and he didn't really pick Wolf in that. And then Wolf
he just didn't fancy
and then, well, he did. He mustn't, but obviously Wolf kept him in the job for a long time at Crystal Palace, sometimes winning games individually. And then he decided to go and play for Ivory Coast, where he's doing ever so well at the moment. Wilfried Zaha. So it's a difficult one, but for me, if I'm Southgate, you've got to put Michael Olise in.
And let me ask you, what side does he play on? Because during our gen, I won't give away our ages, but during our generation, England were crying out for a left-sider.
Yes, they were.
And now we've been given all these riches of left-footers, Foden, Saka, Olise, but they played them all on the right.
And he'll still play on the right because I think that's where he's playing his best football. Because you look at Saka. Saka plays on the right when he's playing for England and obviously sometimes when he's playing for Arsenal.
Yeah.
Jack Grealish will play on the left. Sterling will play on the left.
What do you feel about that? The cutting in thing? We grew up with wingers, mate. Yeah, on your boots.
Yeah, do you know what I feel about it? I'll be honest with you. If I was playing now and I'm the centre forward, I wouldn't like it.
Yeah.
Because I want you to cross the ball for me to score.
Yeah, you have to do three or four.
Yeah, I want me to score. I don't want you lot to score and be the hero. I want everyone to be singing my name, not yours. But that's a selfish centre forward.
You got wingers like Salah, Mahrez, all these guys.
When they come in and go, Salah, score. I'm saying to Salah, slide the ball across and let me score a tap in, but can't argue
Salah
with him.
Not, and I'm having my little Salah dig now. He ain't sliding no one through, mate. He is not sliding no one.
He's that guy, though. He is that guy. He's on a different level, but... Nah, I'm still going to argue. Elise, for me, is the main man. I think he's that good, Steve. And don't get excited about players like that. But him watching him, I'm thinking to myself, he's got so much about him. And he just looks elegant. Yeah, you know, sometimes when you're looking at a winger, it looks like you're thinking it's a struggle to beat him and he's struggling. With him, he looks like he'll square you up. I'm not saying every game he's going to be on top of his game. But he's got to realise he's just turned 20. He's not even hit his peak. He's still got another 9 years or 10 years before he hits his peak. He's going to keep developing under Patrick Vieira. And then, as I said, don't miss out Southgate on that opportunity to get him in that England squad.
Quick question there, while we're on peak. In this day and age of football, when is your peak? Because it used to be 27.
Yeah, I would say later. I'd say probably 28, 29.
Okay.
I'd say 28, 29. I think Harry Kane's 28, 29 now, and he's coming into that. Imagine that. Harry Kane's just coming into now.
He started later, though.
He did start later. Where you look at Olise now, they've got a head start. These youngsters now are getting the head starts. If you're good enough, you should be playing. Yeah. And he's good enough.
Again, while we're touching on picking internationals as well, you picked Ireland.
Yeah, I picked Ireland. Listen, I was picked to go and play for the England under-21s. Uh-huh. I was picked then, and then I had a decision to make. I met Mick McCarthy. And he kind of sold it to me. You'd be going to the 2002 World Cup if we get there. And as a youngster, you can't turn down opportunities. And you got to weigh up your options. I weighed up my options and I thought, let me go with it. I went with it and it's what my heart done. Because you can always have outside influences telling you what to do. But at the end of the day, it's down to me to make that decision. I had to. I leaned on a lot of people, gave me advice. But in theory, you have to make the decision as a player. It's you that's going to play for Ireland, representing. But let me tell you something. It was the best thing
I
did.
I was going
to
say, good decision.
Oh, I enjoyed it. When I go back over to Ireland, they worship me.
How many caps
did
you get?
36 caps, 9 goals. My claim one to fame is, though, listen to this. I love telling people this. We played Brazil. So Brazil. I start with a few players they had. Cafu.
What year are we talking?
Wow. What? This could be after. It might be around 2004. It might 2004. They had Cafu, Carlos, Ronaldinho, Kaká, and the real I shouldn't say real Ronaldo, but R9. Yes. You know what I'm saying? R9. So we're playing. It was 0-0, good game. but who gets man of the match? None of those. Clinton Morrison. I feel we should end that on that, you know, because it's big cheese.
Well, we can't end it because I still need to win this debate.
You need to win, but
I'm
going to
give you a flag.
Are you
going to
give
me
my flag? Yeah, amazing. I like that. That's my big story. I love that story.
Yeah, man,
I got the picture of me like chasing the real on.
Who was defending them times?
Oh, it was Lucio and Rocker Jr. Who came to Leeds, but Lucio played for Inter Milan. Yeah, Cafu at right back. Carlos.
In goal. Carlos, last one. Dida.
There you go, Dida. No. Carlos did a thing where he knocked the ball inside, ran off the pitch and still beat someone to the ball. I was just trying to track back on Ronaldinho and that, just to see if he could do the flap on me.
So if he's doing that, and you're still getting man of the match, what was you doing? You flying or saying?
I was hurting. They were doing skills. You know how I went skills. I was running Lucio and Rocker Jr. And we should have won. I remember whipping a ball in and Robbie Keane, who don't miss chances.
Yeah.
6 yards out, Keane missed the header. I was like, what are you doing? He's like, yeah, I know. It's only one I've missed in my career. But
mate,
great experience.
I could talk about this all day. I'm a fan of football.
We could be here all day.
I know, but I'm not here to be your mate.
Exactly.
Not in this section. So moving along.
Yep.
I touched on it a bit earlier, and that was, is it too soon? And the reason I said that is because my stat man in my ear said to me, he's only had 88 professional appearances in total.
Yep.
Now, I've heard you say that you don't make it until you have 150.
Yep.
So how you're telling me all this in the geezer, in your estimates, hasn't even made it?
Yep.
What are you saying, cuz?
It's a good point you make, but you know what I say, that it's the players that think they're too good that when they, and I say to him, you've done nothing until you played 150, 200 appearances. He doesn't. He's got an aura about him where he's looking like he'll play most of his appearances in the Premier League.
Mm.
Most of those have come from probably Reading, experience in the Championship, which is a hard league where he's learned his bread and butter, how to make tackles and how to work hard.
League,
now you're in the Premier League. And remember, you got to realise when he's at Reading, he's not playing with the players that he's playing at Palace.
Mm.
As soon as you come to Palace, you have to evolve, take your game to another level. He's took his game to another level. To fit into there and earn the respect of the players that in and around him, it's different.
And he had to work to get in there.
Of course he had to work.
He didn't
start because I can guarantee you Palace bought him for the future.
Yeah.
They didn't think he'd have this immediate rise now to play that much games at the moment. And you got to realise, at his age, he's doing more than what Salah and Mahrez were doing at their age.
Yeah.
And that, listen what I said. Mo Salah, probably one of the best players in the world at the moment.
The
and Mahrez, the top goal scorer at Man City, he's doing big bits.
Yeah.
And he's doing that. Imagine, flip that round for when he's their age, what he would have done.
It's true. This is like, it's a tough one now because then
tough.
I could bring you Michael Owen.
Yeah, and, of course you could bring everywhere.
You know what I mean? But you're right. You are right. And some people start a bit, like I say, some people get into Premier League teams at 18 and they're firing.
It's like Foden though, Steve-O. It's like Foden. Foden, a lot of people were saying, because he's just a youngster, but I'm so glad he's not outside the top six, because you would have brought him to the party and I'd have been struggling. But I do believe, because he's that guy. But at the end of the day,
I can still, in the sense, all right, well, you have said top six.
Right? Yeah.
But if I am comparing to just kids his age, how far is he off the Sanchos and the Fodens?
No, the Sancho one, Sancho's exciting. I like Jadon Sancho. He's a player. It's only now you're starting to see the real him because Man United decide I want to play him regularly. Can't keep playing him for two games, taking him out for four games. He's an exciting young talent. For me, Foden's levels. Like, as all the youngsters, he's the one where Pep Guardiola comes out and says he's worked with the likes of Messi.
Yeah,
Foden's up there with his ability. So I think, see, the problem is Vieira's an outstanding manager. If Elise is doing ever so well, say if a Man City wanted him and he went and worked under Pep Guardiola, how much of a player would he become then?
Yeah.
Look what Pep Guardiola done to Raheem Sterling.
Wow.
Made him a superstar.
Yep.
So imagine someone like a Pep Guardiola working with Elise. I do believe Patrick Vieira is a top manager. And I do believe one day he'll probably go and manage at someone like a Man City. He's that good because he's got the connection there when Pep calls it a day. But at the end of the day, I just think Elise, he's only going to improve.
I'm looking at Elise and I'm looking at the way he plays. And I know he's got a next move in him, but I could see him being one of the few that could go over to a Madrid, Barca. And this is how good I think he is. But I still think it's too soon, but I just see the way that he plays. What do you think about that?
No, I totally agree with you, because his style of play, it's not everything he does, he's controlled about it. And you've got to realise, 20 years of age, coming into the Premier League, he knows his next pass. Yeah. That's the one thing I say about youngsters. Sometimes they're off the cuff, don't know their next pass, and everything's done at 100 miles an hour. When he gets on the ball, he slows it down and plays at his tempo. So you know, obviously, in the Spanish league, it's totally different. Mm-hmm. They don't play at the tempo like the Premier League. So someone like a Real Madrid or Barcelona in years to come could help him. For me, the Premier League's the best league in the mm-hmm. world. But if someone like a Real Madrid or Barcelona come knocking on the door, you can't turn it down, because you're going to be playing in front of brilliant fans and world-class players as well. And it's a huge football club.
The best players in my generation, and even now, that I've ever seen, are the players play at their tempo.
Yep.
Like that then, and to be 20 years old, and this kid does so, again, I'm not denying anything, right? And this kid does that, man. Honestly.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
He's a top draw player, mate.
No one don't get Steve-O. I've got him. Yeah.
He's a top draw player that I want to focus more on. Because as I say, recently, I've watched him, and I say, he done a thing the other day, and it was like around the halfway line on the right-hand side, chopped, might have done a, like, onto each foot.
Yeah, that's him, yeah.
Then hit the, like...
Big diagonal.
Yeah, man.
That's what he's known for. Yeah. Because, and you know, when he's pinging the ball, you don't really associate with wingers having that natural ping. They're more of get past their fullback, cross it into the box. You more think of that as midfield, but that was when he played for Reading in that 10.
Yes.
Where he's got that.
Okay.
Because he had the most... Yeah. When he was in the champ, he had the most...
chances created.
Yeah, chances created.
That's it. That's important.
From set pieces. That's why he takes all the
set pieces. Are mad, isn't
it? Yeah, because he zings it on the money. So, yeah.
Wand
of a left foot.
So it's just about how he gets managed, man.
Well, Patrick's the main man. I think, no disrespect, if it was a Roy Hodgson working for him, I think all of his attacking talent... We would still let him attack, but it would be more difficult because he would have to concentrate on his defending.
Yeah.
I don't think people would have noticed him as much. With Patrick, he wants to dominate possession, and he's obviously done that many a times when he's playing for Arsenal. So for me, this kid's got the world at his feet.
So we've obviously established how good this kid is, but the next 2 years are going to be important for him. What do you think the right move is for Michael Olise?
Well, for me, I think the right move would be to stay at Palace for another 2 or 3 years. If Patrick Vieira stays there, you stay with him. You're learning.
Will Vieira even be there for another 2 years?
That's a big question, to be fair. That is a big question. He's doing ever so well, but I think he sees a project there, a long-term project, so I think he'll stay there and do well. Palace, many could say, took a chance on him and gave him the opportunity, so I think he'll stay there and honour his contract that he's got at Crystal Palace. One thing I will say, you're going to have the likes of, if we're talking about how successful Olise can be, big teams are going to be coming knocking. This is where a decision has to be made by him himself. Does he go to someone like a Man City, a Man United, and not play week in, week out, and be on the bench? I'm not saying then your progress goes backwards, but you don't play every week. Yeah. If you're a confident youngster and you stay there, you play every week. So for me, you stay for 2 or 3 years, build up your reputation in the Premier League, play international football, and then see where you go from there. But you never know. Palace, and I'm fingers crossed, Palace might be a team that are challenging. I don't know if we ever will be challenging, but...
He's laughing when he says that. He couldn't even say that with a straight face.
You never know, but no.
You never know.
You never know. But what I will say is, obviously, with Michael Olise, the big clubs will come knocking sooner or later.
We've discussed it. I've listened. It's important. I've listened. I've taken it in. And boy, if I'm looking around at the players outside the top six now, Ramsey, that's my... Trump, as I said.
Of course.
But when you like cultured ballers and you look at someone and you look at them, you like, nah, this kid's the one. And I'm looking at Michael Olise, only 88 games as well.
Yep.
He's the one. He's the one. So it doesn't burn me because I'm a man that real recognise real all of that.
Exactly.
So I'm going to say, you know what? Man, you've definitely come here and showed me levels. You've showed me levels. Olise, I'm definitely going to be watching his future, like, proper now. Proper. Hope he picks England, because I want as much cultured players as possible. Definitely. That's what we've lacked over the years. Proper players that can play with the best of them on the floor. Yep. And I think he's one of them. Under a great manager. Hope he stays for a couple years as well. Man.
But you know what? The debate, it's been good, though. Because you know what? You threw a lot back at me. Mm-hmm. And you had to make me bring my A game. And you know what I'm like? I don't like to lose. So I was thinking, I'm on the rope. You had me a few times. You had me. But yeah, I think it was really good. Because there were times where I was putting my hand up thinking, when you did throw Ramsey into me, and then I just thought, as I said, with the cultured bit. Ramsey is cultured as well, but...
Not like that, though.
Not like that.
If we was from a different league, we'd be talking about him like Mbappe. Like the technical ability and all of that. You know what I mean? He's that good.
Do you know who he reminds me of a bit? But he's a bit... He's got to add more goals to him. Riyad Mahrez.
Yeah.
Where he comes on that, smooth. Where he can chop inside like Riyad Mahrez, where it's smooth. And as a fullback, you don't know which way he can go. Uh-huh. He can come on his left, go on his right. So, yeah, I just hope he doesn't let me down. Because after me doing this, I hope he continues to
And me. Because exactly. I'm with you. So, yeah, man, big up yourself. Thank you. People, it's not very often that they change my mind, but Clinton's done that. What do you think? How good... is Michael Olise? How good can he be? Is he ready for England, France, Algeria, Nigeria now? Obviously, leave some answers in the comments. Thank you to Clinton for coming in. As always, this has been In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall, with me, Steve, the Madman. Until next time, ta-da. You've been listening to In Defence Of, brought to you by Joe and BetBall.